Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first ever Live with Kirk Collins. It's just going to be a radio show just to provide some joy and see how everybody is doing. I just want to send all my love, and all my love again. I thought I'd start things out by just saying this has just been just way too much, you guys. I have never in my life imagined that all this could happen to us, right? I mean, absolutely, I could never have imagined it. It's just too much, too much, too much, too much. But I wanted to just start out by playing a song. So I'm going to start out with Macy Gray. I'm going to try to see if I can get some people to join me so we can have some chats. And then we'll just talk about some things that are going on, maybe find some funny things. And yeah, it's just episode one, Live with Kirk Collins. Let's go, everyone.
If it's what you fear, my advice is that you're showing. So baby, cry. If you're high, how will I know it? And I pray every night that my dreams come true. Will I finally be happy if they do? Hurry, hurry up, my days are numbered. This is what I fear. Stand in the sun.
All right, that was Macy Gray. Thank you, Macy Gray. That's her one of her latest songs called Buddha. And I find that song really just helps me like just find my center. And I really like it a lot. Macy Gray has released a lot of really good music the past couple of years. So if you haven't been paying attention, check it out. She's got some really great songs. I would say starting out with like Beauty in the World. Maybe we'll play that one later. I am looking to see anyone listening. If you would like to join the show, I'd love to hear from you. You just have to have Skype. Just DM me, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever, and let's connect. I'd love to hear how you're doing. And, I really think it's so important we all just heal together. It's just, I mean, right? It's our first pandemic. I think the worldwide pandemic, there's been pandemics before, but this is probably all of our first major pandemic where life has been really disrupted. And I just find myself every day struggling. I mean, I would say like almost every day is a roller coaster, right? Like I go through so many different emotions. One minute I'm fine, next minute I'm crying. Sometimes the crying is like just so overwhelmed with emotion because I'll be watching the news and I see so many great stories of people really coming together and doing extraordinary things that, we haven't really seen before. I mean, we see lots of acts of kindness and different things every day, but this has been amplified. And really in LA, I have really felt the connection with LA. I feel so part of the city. I feel part of the movement. I feel proud to be here. And, I'm so proud of our mayor. Our governor, Gavin Newsom, has done such a great job. And I mean, words don't even describe it, right? Like, oh. But then, you turn on the news and you see all these crazy people protesting. And it's just like, what is happening? Protesting, no mask on, no social distancing, and throwing out so much negativity and nastiness into the world. And not even like, they blame the media, they blame the governors, they blame all these people. But I mean, are you not thinking of all the nurses and doctors? I mean, they have to be exhausted at this point. This has been going on for weeks, and they're risking their lives, they're risking their families. They are putting themselves in such a position that is beyond. I mean, it's something we never ever thought could happen before. And it's just so scary. It's so crazy. It's heartbreaking. Every day I wake up and I'm like, I do like a check. Am I okay? Do I have a fever? I take my temperature. I'm like, do I have the virus today? Is today the day? And it's so scary and it's caused me so much anxiety, like at another level. I've always had a tiny bit of anxiety, but now, I mean, my anxiety's through the roof. So I'm sure a lot of people are feeling the same way. If you're listening, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to message me, DM me. I would love to talk to you via Skype so you could join the show. We're all in this together, and I would love to hear from you during this crazy, crazy time. And I'm gonna keep playing some music because I think that we really healed through music. Well, at least I know I sure do. I mean, I can't even tell you how music really saves me, really. I mean, almost it was something as long as I can remember that I really latched onto, kind of the Spice Girls back in the day, that I was able to latch onto them and find songs that meant something to me. And those songs were sometimes the things that I needed to hear that I wasn't hearing from the people or the world around me. And so I think music is something we can all, everyone listens to music in their own way, and music that moves them, music that gets you pumped up. Like when I go to a club, I mean, the song that really comes to my mind is Timber, right? Timber by Kesha and Pitbull. I mean, that song comes on and I'm ready to dance. I am ready to get a cocktail. I am ready for happy hour, honey, because it is so much fun. And, yeah, I just feel like that's like such a party song and amazing. And I love that song. I love that song so much. Let's see. I'm just doing a check to see if anyone is out there. Anybody out there, hit me up. Let's chat. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to have you be a part of the show. I know everyone's busy, just finding their own ways to cope with our new reality, right? Because it's just like we never really could see this happening, or at least I sure did not. Next, I am going to play a song. It's originally by the Beatles, but Emma Bunton, Baby Spice, you might know her. Her last CD, My Happy Place, came out last year, and she's a song on there called Here Comes the Sun. It's the Beatles, cover, actually. A cover of a Beatles song. There we go. And I almost cry every time I hear it, but it also really speaks to, the clouds. The time that we're in right now is all very temporary, and eventually we'll get out of this. And the analogy would be this: here comes the sun, here comes the brightness, here comes, whatever our new normal is going to be, we don't know. We don't know how this thing is going to work. We don't know if people can be reinfected. We don't know a lot of things, So that's also, I think, a lot of the part that causes anxiety, especially for me. I mean, it is like, are we going to be okay? Yes, no, maybe? I'm not sure, But Here Comes the Sun by Emma Bunton.
Mom, why do
Yeah.
you love this song so much?
Oh, because when you were born, this song was playing. It's so special.
Are you getting emotional?
I always get emotional. Stop it, don't look at
Are you crying?
Yes, I am. I love you.
Love you, Mom.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Bunton. Gosh, do I love that song. Beatles, really. So thank you, Beatles, for making it, and then Emma for redoing it and even making it. I just love her voice. It's like butter to me. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Not only do I think her voice is beautiful, I think she's just also a beautiful soul. So she's somebody I really look up to a lot. I love her personality. I think she's just absolutely fantastic. So that was Emma Bunton, Here Comes the Sun. I want to say hi. If anyone's listening, I would love you to join the show. It is live right now. You might be listening to it later and it won't be live. So, but if you are listening right now, it might be live. Message me, DM me. You can message me at the Kirk Collins Show. That is on Facebook. You can message me on my personal Facebook, Kirk Patrick Collins. You can message me on Instagram at the Kirk Collins. Also Twitter at the Kirk Collins. All you have to do is have Skype. You can download it and you can join the show. Let's have a chat. Let's heal together. Because I mean, we're in this world together, right? And, you know, we're in our first pandemic that we are all living through. There's been other pandemics, but this is definitely one that is hitting us hard. And I just think, you know, we can get through it by music, by talking to each other, by checking in on one another. I've been trying to reach out to as many of my friends that I can. And that's all we can do, right? I mean, we're all trying to get through this, navigate our new normal the best we can. So next up, I want to play Viva Forever by the Spice Girls. And that originally, Viva means live. Let's live forever. This is another song that really, you know, kind of is so nostalgic. The whole song is about nostalgia and being back with your friends and or a friend, a specific friend, and remembering all the times that you guys had together. And that's something I've been so nostalgic. I mean, I think all the time about all the friends that I miss and the friends that I'm, you know, just the memories I have with them. And I have so many memories with so many great people. I can't even tell you. I mean, I guess I could tell you, but I mean, if you'd like to join the show, hit me up. We can talk via Skype and, you know, heal together. That's what I want the show to be about, healing together. I love you. Everyone who's listening, everyone who's not listening, I still love you. And let's hear it. Here is Viva Forever by the Spice Girls.
Forever.
Right, that was Spice Girls, Viva Forever. I love that song so much, and what I love about it, like I said before, is just the nostalgia. When you have somebody who you love so much, and you have your friends, and you think of all the times you spent with them, and it's hard because we can't go and see them right now, right? We can't go see them, we can't go really experience new times with them. But what we can do, and what is so wonderful, is, you know, we have the ability to virtually be with them. And I've been using the app. It's called House Party. I don't know if any of you have tried it, but it allows you to play games with your friends no matter where they are. And I found it to be we spent probably 2 hours a night sometimes just talking with our friends and catching up, playing games. And it's almost a therapy session as well, because we check in, how's everybody doing? What have you been doing? We all share tips of different ways that we are, you know, finding ways to cope with our new normal. And it's such a strange, strange time. But thank God for those technologies, really, because, I mean, especially people, I think of people who live by themselves and how hard it must be, you know, not to be able to see anybody or really see your friends. And for me, I love to hug I'm a hugger, practically a kisser. I'm like, hello, I hug everybody, you know. And so that's hard for me. It's hard knowing, all our plans on hold. When will I see you again? I'm not sure. And when we'll be able to do the things that we love to do together? Again, not sure. So for our next song, oh, and if anybody has just joined in, welcome, welcome. We're doing a live show here, so that's exciting. And if you are listening right now, and I'd love to check in with you and hear how you're doing, what it's like, where you're at, and things that you've been doing to cope with our new normal. So hit me up. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Kirk Collins, Twitter, The Kirk Collins. You can hit me up on Facebook. You know, if you have my number, text me. I would love to check in with you, see how you're doing. And really, let's heal together, right? We're all in this together, and it really helps when we connect with one another, especially now more than ever. So I, as I said, have been going through a really rough time. I cry at just the drop of a hat, and it's a combination of anxiety and, you know, almost a little bit of, I've almost been a little bit depressed, I would say. I mean, I am scared, and I found that music really helps to heal me. And so I thought back to when I was younger, I really clung on to music because I had nothing else but music to help me through the times that were really scary and dark. And one of the songs that I remembered was from the artist Jewel. You might remember Jewel. She had a lot of hits back in the 90s, and she's a very soulful, beautiful singer. And she has a song called Hands, and I listened to it again yesterday, and then again a couple times today, actually. And it really, really has, oh, it just brings me back. It really brings me back, and it's, I just want you all to listen to it, bring you back, listen to the meaning of this song, and we'll discuss afterwards. Here is Jewel with Hands.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, 'cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, the light the darkness most fears.
That is Jewel with Hands, a throwback tune to the 90s, and really a song that has really helped me the past 2 days, you know, just listening to the message that, you know, the only thing that matters is kindness, you know, in the end, only kindness matters, and that's a line that really stuck with me, and I just can't think of a time that it's been any truer than now, right? I mean, there is no time that it's been truer than now. I am just checking in with everybody. I want to say hello. Hello to all my listeners. And if you would like to join the show, don't forget, you can. I would love to hear from you. I would love to check in with you and see how you're doing things that you've been doing to deal with our new normal, and as well as get an update of how things are, you know, where you are. So hit me up. You can hit me up anywhere. You know how to hit me up. You can hit me up at the Kurt Collins Show on Facebook. You can hit me up on my personal Facebook, the Kurt Patrick Collins, Instagram, the Kurt Collins, and Twitter, the Kurt Collins. All right. So next, I want to play for you Lindsay Lohan's new song. It's going to be quite surprising, but this new song has also really helped me because the message of the song is like sometimes you lose a hold of yourself and you have to really dig deep to kind of get back to feeling like yourself. And there can be a million reasons why we lose ourselves. We just get so bogged down with our daily activities, our daily schedule, the daily stress of really the world. But this time that we're in right now, some people have slowed down. Some people haven't. I'm one of those people that's a little bit in between. I'm still working full time. And actually, I think my work has definitely caused me a lot more anxiety than anything else. While thankful to have a job, at the same time, I'm also really struggling in my job and struggling like I've never struggled before in a different way, you know. It's just because I think finding the motivation to get everything done but also fighting through anxiety is also causing a lot of extra stress on myself. But let's hear Lindsay Lohan's new single, Back to Me, and see if it does it what it does. If it does for you what it does for me, Lindsay Lohan.
I used to blame me when shit got crazy. I can't think too much about what they say. And now these Sundays got me feeling like Mondays. I know I drink too much, but it's okay. My life is full of ripped up pages. I've been weak, contagious, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back to me. Oh, but I know that everything changes. Hard things turn to basics. Now I'm coming back to me, yeah.
To me, yeah. To me, yeah. To me, yeah.
Hey, now I'm coming back to me. Hey, now I'm coming back to me. Hey, now I'm coming back to me.
With her new single, Back to Me, out now, and it's bomb. I find that song really helps pump me up, and it also helps send a great message that, you know, sometimes if you lose yourself, it's okay that you recognize that and take the time to come back to who you are and who you want to be. You know, I, especially this year, really thought, like, I don't want to ever be somebody who only makes New Year's resolutions, right? And then you hardly even keep them. I'm somebody who always likes to look at myself and kind of evaluate ongoing, right? And if I think that something is going astray, then I need to fix it then and there and always set new goals to kind of reach and hopefully keep evolving and growing as a person, human, and just be the best version of me that I can be. That's my goal, always, at least. So I can only try. And, you know, sometimes some days are better than others. Sometimes I make it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I fail. And I think any of those things are okay, because recognizing any of that is okay. Once you recognize it and then set a plan to fix it, I mean, that's what life is about, right? We're all in this together. Anyway, the show's almost over. I have one last song to play for you all. Thank you for joining me. If you're listening, hopefully we're going to do this again and again and again. And I would love to get some people to join the show so we can all heal together and really connect during this crazy, crazy time. Because no time is crazier than now, right? All right, everyone. Here is the new single by Melanie C called Who I Am, out now, and it's bomb, bomb, bomb. Also, a great message. Something to also make you think, right? Have a great day, everyone. Hit me up if you'd like to be part of the show, because I'll do another one. I'd love you to be part of the show. Here is Who I Am by Melanie C.
Who I am.
You act like nothing, you're too high. I'm
thank you everyone so much for listening. Have a happy Saturday. And I will be back tomorrow. So if you'd like to chit-chat, join the show, I would love to hear from you. Hit me up. My social medias, I'm sure you already have them. But Instagram at the Kurt Collins, Twitter at the Kurt Collins, Facebook, Kurt Patrick Collins. Along with, you could hit me up on Facebook at the Kurt Collins Show. Woo, right? Enough about me. I mean, maybe. I know, I'm going to rethink those, no problem. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Stay safe, stay home, and, I mean, also, don't be too hard on yourself. It's important to forgive yourself, be kind to one another, and we're all in this together. I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you.
If it's what you fear, my advice is that you should.